You're listening to the 244th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We're studying together the Pasuk, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach V'Hashem V'Yo Hashem Yivtachoi. I can't help but think how this Pasuk was a song that I sang as a 13-year-old in Miami Boys Choir. Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach, Asher Yivtach V'Hashem. And it's an important Pasuk to me. I feel like, I mentioned this to somebody yesterday, that if we look around in our lives, very often we see that Hashem was with us in the past, and it gives us chizuk, it strengthens us to know that Hashem is going to be with us in the present and in the future. That's what Bitachon is about. Hashem plants events in our lives, a song in our life, such that he smiles and says, I'm here. So let's learn together this pasuk. It's in Yirmiyah, Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 7. Blessed is the one who trusts in Hashem. Hashem will be his trust. The Radak says, if you trust in Hashem, Hashem will guarantee, he'll be his guarantor. Does not need to be afraid of any evil. Brings here from the Maspik Leide Hashem, which is the son of the Rambam, in his chapter on Bitachon. Ra'ei sabitachon v'Hashem yis'ale. I'm sorry. Ra'ei sabitachon v'Hashem yis'ale k'mechayev oischa l'smoichalov. Toch yidei yisuk b'umanus regila. Understand Bitachon as follows, says the Maspik. Bitachon, trusting in Hashem, is something that obligates you. That's how you have to see it. This is something that obligates me as I'm involved in my work, as I'm involved in trying to provide for my family. It obligates me to trust in Hashem, that it's Hashem who's doing it. When you have a choice about what is going to be your parnasa, what is going to be the source of my livelihood, choose something that's simple, that doesn't take you away from serving Hashem. Except what's absolutely necessary. So if you go in this path, so then you'll be a true Baal Bitachon, you'll be somebody who truly trusts in Hashem. Everything that we do should support our relationship with Hashem. And afterwards, the result will be that you will rise up to Hashem in His kindness. Interesting, he says that if Hashem decides it, as you work on your bitachon, and as you choose a type of work which allows you to serve Hashem, and doesn't swallow up all your time, and all of your energy, and all of your focus. So eventually, you'll be freed from having to work. Person who trusts in Hashem makes it the center of his life. This, according to the Gra, the Gra says, this is why we're on earth, to work on Bitachon, to have a real relationship with Hashem. If that's the center of my life, if that comes before everything, so then the result will be ultimately that Hashem will be my guarantor. Hashem will provide for me in a way that doesn't require me giving up on my relationship with Him at any point or at any time. On the bottom here, he brings also from the Maspik, Uvemokam Acher Kaisev Zelashoine. In another place, the Maspik writes as follows. Hatzaitanus Mevia Dede Archavas Harparnasa Viribuya. Interesting. Listening. When I listen, which means to say I pay attention and I follow that which I know is the will of Hashem, so that brings about an expansion of my livelihood, and it lets me, have more of what I need. As the pasuk says, Hashem says, "Oya ekev tishmeun v'chulei," and it will be as a result of listening, Uberach pri bitnecho, pri ad masecho, Hashem will bless the fruit of your womb, the fruit of the earth, d'goncha v'tiroshcha v'tzarecha, your grain, your wineries, your places that produce oil, shkar lefecha v'ashtar tzvanecha, the animals that you have, your flocks, they'll increase, they'll improve. So, listening to Hashem, tzaitonus, he refers to it as paying attention to and following the will of Hashem. The result of that is that you have everything that you need. It's a spiritual principle. If you do what's right, Hashem will give you everything that you need. Says the Maspik, a person who listens to Hashem, what does he do? He's a Baal Bitachon. The Baal Bitachon is somebody who's called that they listen to Hashem. And the result will be that Hashem will provide you, as you trust in Him, He'll give you a way of receiving your livelihood in an easy way. In a way that's enjoyable, I'll add. In a way that doesn't take away from your avodas Hashem. Hashem David, Kein yitain liyidido sheino, so he will give to his beloved, I think it means sleep. I didn't look up the pasuk here, but if it does mean sleep, so then the pasuk would be saying a person can rest, a person can relax. If you have bitachon in Hashem, you have everything. You don't need anything. Everything will come to you easily. We say this in benching, at the end of benching. Those who seek Hashem will not be missing anything good. What is a person who seeks Hashem? How do we define it? It seems he's understanding. Someone who seeks Hashem is a Baal Bitachon. I'm looking to serve Hashem. I'm looking to trust in Hashem. I'm looking to believe and live my life in a way that shows that it's Hashem who's in charge of me, in charge of my parnasa, in charge of my livelihood, in charge of my life. Then he brings from the Shari Kedusha, the Reb Chaim Vital. He speaks in the second Chelek in Shari Dalet about Bitachon. Aval Bitachon ain't mala kamoyu. He says, in regards to Bitachon, there's nothing like that. Nothing like it. There's no attribute that compares to it. Pasuk says in Tehillim, second chapter, in Psalms, praiseworthy is the one who trusts in Hashem. Ki mamin sheish ba'olam eleka yachal mashgiach. Person who's a Baal Bitachon, what does he have? He has a belief. He knows that in this world there is a God. The God that he trusts in is able and is watching over him. Uchsiv baruch hagever sheyiftach b'Hashem v'hayo Hashem yiftachoy. Blessed is the one who trusts in Hashem. Hashem will be his trust. Hashem will be his guarantor. He knows for sure he's not going to ever lack his livelihood. Throw your burden onto Hashem. Stop thinking so much. Stop worrying so much. Stop being so concerned. Just be with Hashem all the time. And He will provide for you. Throw your package onto Hashem, and He will sustain you. He says, Chaim Vital tells us, the Talmud of the Arizal, there's a condition here. You have to believe it absolutely. There's no shaky belief here. Which reminds me of the story that the Alter Navardik brought with the Alshech and the wagon driver. We used to go and collect lime. That he heard the Al Sheikh talking about Bitachon and he just believed it. He said, why do I have to work so hard? And he just sat in the base medrash and he had a really almost the nace happen. Somebody bought his horse and his wagon, went out to dig lime, and that person got killed. But before that, he had found a treasure and he put it onto the wagon. The horse brought the wagon back, or the mule, whatever it was, brought the wagon back to the schlepper's house, And his family was elated. They had all this money, it just magically arrived. But it was just, the Al-Sheikh explained to his students, it was just a simple understanding that he had. And he didn't surround it with so many thoughts. I was thinking about this, I don't know, it was today or yesterday, I was thinking about it in terms of, that's what real bitachon is. Bitachon is let go of all of my thoughts and my doubts and my mind's fixing. My mind is trying to fix problems that don't even exist. When I let go of all of the cheshbonos rabim, the many calculations, if I can be like that simple wagon driver and just believe it, it doesn't, it's the truth. It's the truth. The problem is my thoughts are the problem. My confusion is the problem. My trying to fix something that's not broken is the problem. When a person trusts in Hashem, says Reb Chaim Vital, the Shari Kedusha, when you trust in Hashem, you can be involved in learning Torah and in performing Hashem's mitzvahs with all of your heart, without any thoughts, without any worries. The confusion is gone. Bitachon is like a breath of fresh air. It's a relief. It's a release. Everything is okay. Everything is awesome. Everything is going to be awesome. That's that release. Take that deep breath and let it all out. Release all your muscles. Release all the thoughts, the confusion, the worry. Just let it all go. It's not helping. Just let it go. It's only hindering. Now you can sit and learn. Now you can do what you need to do. Now you can be involved in coming close to Hashem. That's the Shari Kedusha. Brings here for the Reishis Chochma of Ashishis. Sinshar Ha'ahava Perikyud Beis. The sixth aspect is She'inin Abitech Maser B'yadoi. Somebody who trusts in Hashem, he has a feeling that he's given over into Hashem's hand. I am in Hashem's hand. Hashem has got me. He's got my back. I'm walking together with Him through life. Nobody can cause me damage. No human being can help me or hurt me. Nobody can take away damage from me except for Hashem. If I'm experiencing a challenge, the only one who can remove it is Hashem. Curse is the one who trusts in a human being because the net result is I don't necessarily get what I want. A human being can't necessarily help me. Baruch HaGever, Sheyiftach Hashem. Blessed is the one who trusts in Hashem, who places himself completely in Hashem's hands, or really recognizes that that's the truth. I think that part of what's going on here is that there's a truth which we deny, which we think we are in charge. We think that we have some power. We think that we can accomplish. It's just not true. Chevre, we need to just be honest with ourselves. That's what Bitachon teaches us. Let's have some honesty. Who's really in charge? Not me. It's only Hashem. Okay, he brings here from the Shar Munim in the name of the Degel Machane Ephraim. He's going to teach us something in the name of his father, the Baal Shem Tov. Says, I'd like to teach you here with hints that which Hashem graced me with an understanding with his compassion and great kindness. Al derech she'omer Adoni Avi Zikeini Abesht Zichrono Livracha. In the path of that which my master, my father, the Baal Shem Tov said, Al Pasuk, Baruch HaYev HaShem Yiftach B'Hashem V'Yer HaShem Yiftachi. Pasuk says, blessed is the one who trusts in Hashem, Hashem will be his trust. Here's the essence of what the Baal Shem Tov said. Ki yesh boteach umavtiach umuvtach. There's the one who trusts. There's the one he trusts in. And then there's the thing that he trusts is going to happen. Boteach, I know I say shehu boteach. Obviously, who's the one who trusts? The one who trusts. Umavtiach, I know I say shehu umavtiach. Who's the one that he trusts in? The one that makes the promise. I'm going to help you. Umuvtach, I know I say ila, shal yidei zehu boteach levoy I say adavar. And what is the muvtach? What is the thing that he trusts is going to happen? It's that thing that he believes will help him and help him out with whatever difficulty or positive thing he wants. Uderech mashal, as an analogy, Hashem is baruch hu amavtiach la'adam, sheyitein lekol tzarachav v'dei machzer b'tzarachav. Hashem promises us, he's going to give us everything that we need. We're going to have everything that we need. Anything that you're missing, Hashem will give you. That's a promise. So he's the mavtiach. He's the one on whom we rely. The human being, if we're zaycheh, if we merit, so we trust. We're the one who trusts. Umuvtach, hayim shehu boteach b'Hashem, sheyazmin lo yibavad parnasasa. What is the thing that we're trusting about? It's that Hashem is going to give us our parnasa, give us our livelihood. But we live in the real world. Hashem does not drop golden coins from heaven, nor does he drop the man at this time, the manna. So we need something that's going to be the means. Might be a business deal, a shahar davar, something else. But this person has not yet reached the main type of faith. The main thing is to believe in Hashem that He is alone, that He is all there is. There's no one besides for Him. I don't need any normal, natural cause through which to get my parnasa. You know what? Hashem can drop golden coins on me from heaven. Watch out. Hashem is the cause of every cause. He's the reason behind every reason. Here's a secret, my friends. You don't have to do any hishtadlus. Interesting, this is coming from the Baal Shem Tov. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do any preparation for your livelihood. Hashem can just provide for you with His great kindness, which means to say, you can receive it miraculously. Or you can receive it in a way which looks natural and has nothing to do with your efforts. This is what it means. Blessed is the one who trusts in Hashem. Hashem will be his trust. It means, when it says, it means that Hashem will also be the means itself. Because Hashem is really the only one there is. There's nothing that is the source or the reason for his livelihood or anything else that Hashem promises you. It doesn't require some antecedent. Everything goes back to Hashem. And even if you see, okay, this is the thing that it seems like Hashem is going to provide me with, my parnasa, let's say, my livelihood, through this particular means. You have to believe with absolute faith that this means is only Hashem, really. It's really only Hashem. Hashem wants him to receive his livelihood through this means. But it's not because I have this means. It could be any other means too. It could be 100 different ways. Just because this is how Hashem is sending it doesn't mean it has to come this way. It could come from any way. Rak livtoyach Hashem. And the bottom line is, says the Shemir Amunim in the name of the Degel Machane Ephraim, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. The bottom line is, just trust in Hashem. And Hashem will be the absolute root, the absolute reason, the absolute source for everything that you need. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.